A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Bigfoot. I'm Silver. Hooray!
The first gray light of morning was spreading over the eastern sky as the Union Pacific train for Pine City labored up Holly Hill. Just as the summit was reached, it began to pick up speed once more. The engineer jammed on the brakes. A great pine had fallen directly across the tracks less than 100 yards ahead. The conductor jumped down from one of the rear coaches and ran up to the engine.
What's the matter, Lynn?
Look up there. We'll be 2 hours late now.
Oh, a tree, huh? Well, never mind. I'll get every man on the train to help move it.
Yeah, it'll still be 2 hours.
Yeah, maybe so. Too bad it couldn't have happened somewhere else. All we need is a few horses, but there isn't a ranch around here for miles.
Hey.
Now what?
There's some men riding out of the woods.
Good. We'll get them to help.
Oh, no, we won't. That tree didn't just fall. It was cut down, dropped across the tracks to stop us. And those are the hombres that did it. Look, they're wearing bandanas across their faces.
Outlaws! This is a holdup!
The outlaws swept down on the train. The guards in the baggage car fought desperately, but first one dropped out of the fight, and then the second stopped a bullet in his shoulder. While the rest of the train crew were held at gunpoint, some of the raiding party removed the gold from the car. Two men went through the rest of the train, relieving the passengers of their valuables. In the last coach, they found Ellen Brewster desperately trying to open her carpet bag.
What's that you got in your hand?
Let me go.
Easy, sister. Let's see.
It's nothing.
Lock it. Trying to hide it, huh?
It isn't worth much. Please let me keep it.
Come on, hand it over.
Let me go with me.
Take it easy, Red.
What are you doing here?
Shut up.
Don't imagine that bandana's any disguise. How could you do such a thing?
No, you don't.
A friend of yours, huh?
We gotta take her with us.
Not on your life.
What I say goes, we take her with us. Come on.
In a few moments, the outlaws had disappeared into the woods. It took the crew and the passengers more than an hour to remove the tree from the rails, and it was after 9 when the train steamed into Frontier Town. Ellen's nephew, Billy, and her mother were part of the crowd waiting on the station platform.
Hey, where's the sheriff? Somebody get the sheriff.
Do you see your Aunt Ellen anywhere?
Nope.
I wonder what all the excitement's about.
Guess there was a holdup.
There's Lem. Let's ask him. Lem, where's Ellen?
We had a telegram that said she was going to be on this train.
Miss Brewster, I'm awful sorry.
What's the matter? What's happened?
They took the gold we was carrying.
Oh, hold up. Just like I said.
I don't care anything about your gold. What's happened to Ellen? Don't tell me she's been hurt.
Worse than that. They took her away with them.
Took her? And you let them?
I wish I'd been there.
I wish you had. More likely you'd have done a better job of protecting her.
Well, we put up a fight, Miss Brewster. There were just too many of them.
Lamb, if any harm comes to her,
yeah,
I'll never...
It was mighty funny what happened. Better listen and hear the whole story.
Well, out with it, then.
There was two hombres going through the train and making everybody hand over their valuables. Ellen was trying to hide a locket.
The one your ma gave her, Billy, just before she died.
And she argued with him. But all of a sudden, she recognized one of the crooks, and she was all ready to call out his name when he slapped a hand across her mouth.
And you standing by?
Well, we didn't have any guns by that time. We couldn't do nothing.
Who was the crook?
I don't know.
Ellen's been gone a whole year. If she recognized him, you should have, too.
Well, they was wearing bandanas. She knew his voice, and I wasn't near enough to hear him good. I tell you, Ellen must have known him real well. Because he didn't take any chances on her talking. That's why he made her go with him, so she couldn't tell the sheriff who he was.
My Aunt Ellen don't know any crooks.
She knew this one.
What's going to be done about catching the gang?
Well, the sheriff's getting together a posse right now.
I'll catch him, that's what. I'll shoot him so wide open you can drive a stage.
You hush up.
What's the matter? Don't you want him to be captured?
I don't want you talking and thinking like they do.
I was just pretending I was Pa. If he was here, he'd...
Be quiet, Lem. We are going back to the ranch, but you'll let us know what happens, won't you?
Sure will, Miss Brewster.
Come on, Billy.
Grandma, I'll bet you if Pa hadn't left for Frisco last night, he'd be right up there with the sheriff leading the posse, wouldn't he?
That's enough about your Pa.
Are you mad at him for going to Frisco?
No, why should I be mad? I'm just worried, that's all. But I'm hoping things will turn out all right.
As soon as Ann and Billy arrived at the Brewster Ranch, the old woman called in her foreman, Hank Martin, and told him to take all of the hands he could spare and join the posse. There was no news from town during the day, and it was not until after supper that Billy let out a yell from his lookout post at the living room window.
Yippee! Here they come! Just Hank and the sheriff coming in. The others are heading for the bunkhouse.
Hi, Billy. Good evening, ma'am.
Evening, Sheriff. I take it you didn't catch nobody.
Well, not yet. We followed their trail through the woods to the Badlands. From there, they might have gone east, west, or north.
So you lost them?
Sheriff's trying to get them, ma'am.
I sure am, Hank. But for the time being, like I say, the more we know, the easier it'll be to catch them. I want you to answer a few questions, Miss Brewster.
Such as,
where's Jeff gone?
He might have gone anywhere.
Then he has gone.
Well, he's not around.
He went to Frisco, didn't he?
Did he, Billy?
Well, that's what Grandma said.
What about it, Miss Brewster?
Billy, you run upstairs and go to bed.
What for? It's early.
Do as I say. This talk isn't for you.
Oh, all right.
Well, Miss Brewster?
As far as I know, he went to Frisco. That's where he said he was going.
Do you believe that's where he's gone?
It's no business of mine.
Did you and him have a fight last night?
Who said that?
I've been told you did.
So, that's you, Hank, huh?
I couldn't help hearing, ma'am. I was out on the porch waiting for my orders about the herd. Sheriff started asking me questions, and I had to tell him the truth.
If we had a fight, that is my business. And it's none of yours, Sheriff.
You want to find Ellen, don't you, ma'am?
I can't believe that
my... But you're thinking it all the same.
I am not. I always said Jeff spent too much time at the cafe in town. I didn't like the company he kept, but I'm admitting now that was as much my fault as his. It's true I didn't give him much responsibility around here. I'd be more likely to back Hank than him when it come to a decision, and he had a right to resent it. But that don't mean he turned crook.
How much money did he have when he left here?
I don't know.
Any idea?
No. I offered him some, but he wouldn't take it.
A proud boy, ma'am, and mad clean through.
He couldn't have done a thing like that.
Ellen knew one of the outlaws.
If it was Jeff, then wouldn't everybody else have known him?
It was his voice. Only Ellen heard it.
Sheriff, what are you dragging me into this for?
Because you think the same as we do.
He's gone, that's all I know. He said when he left that he was going to get enough money and he'd send for Billy. All I know is that he's gone and he'll never come back.
Miss Brewster.
Leave me alone. Sheriff, you've got a job to do. Catch them crooks and bring Ellen back home to me. Go on, get out of here. I've told you all I can and I can't help you anymore.
After the sheriff and Hank had gone, Mrs. Brewster sat where they had left her for nearly an hour. Then she roused herself and went upstairs to Billy's bedroom. It was empty. A note was pinned to the pillow.
I'm going to find Paul. I'm on his side. No matter what...
Oh. The old woman hurried from the house and over to the corral. The boy's pony was missing.
He's gone. They've all gone. It's a punishment for my stupid, stiff-necked pride. But Billy's just a baby. We gotta find him.
To the west of the Brewster Ranch, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were riding along the trail toward Frontier Town. The moon was full and the sky was cloudless, but a ground mist swirled about them. Still, Scout and the great horse Silver kept unerringly to the trail. Suddenly, the masked rider and his Indian companion reined up. The swift hoofbeats of another horse sounded through the night.
Rider come this way, Kimasabi.
He's off the trail to our left. Seems to be heading toward the hills.
That's right.
But he's come too far for the bridge over the canyon.
Maybe him not see bridge and mist.
If he keeps on the way he's going, he'll plunge straight to the bottom. We've got to stop him, Toto.
Come on, Scout!
I caught sight of him for a second, Toto.
Him plenty close now.
Close the canyon.
Plenty close.
Look like a boy on a pony. There!
Keep away from me. Keep away or I'll shoot.
Rein up. You're heading straight for the canyon.
Keep away.
You just have to catch him, Toto. Master Silver. Come on, boy.
I'm warning you.
I'll get the pony's bridle, Tonto.
You can't make me go back. I won't.
Billy?
Let's go of that.
Hold, Silver. Hold. Back now.
You got no right to stop.
Look ahead of you, son. Wait for the mist to clear.
The canyon. I didn't figure I was anywhere close to that.
We didn't think you did.
But you're not from the ranch. You're mad.
Just turn your pony around and we'll head back for the trail.
Wait a minute. If you're an outlaw, I want to talk to you.
If I'm an outlaw, you want to talk to me?
Sure. I'm looking for my pa, Jeff Brewster. Is he with you?
Are you Billy Brewster?
Yes, and you must know him.
What makes you think Jeff Brewster would be riding with outlaws?
That's what they're all saying. Even Grandma. They say he helped hold up the train this morning and took Aunt Ellen away with him. But I don't care. He's my pa and I'm standing by him. Take me to him, won't you?
Let's head back for the trail, Billy. I want to hear all about what's happened in town. All right, come on, Silver.
Get around this way. Will you take me to Pa if I tell you all I know?
Yes, Billy. I promise.
Billy told his story as they jogged back toward the trail, and when he had finished...
That explains why they shot at him, Tonto.
Them on way to hold up train.
Who shot who?
Billy, your father was riding along this trail last night, heading west.
Yeah?
Just as he passed the canyon bridge, a band of outlaws rode down from the hills. They saw him and opened fire. He was hit.
He wasn't...
No, he wasn't killed. But he was badly wounded and fell from his horse. We found him beside the trail and took him to Padre John's mission.
It was a long time before him talked.
Not till early this evening. That's when we started out to find the man who had shot him.
He's all right, isn't he?
Yes, Billy.
And he's not a crook.
No, neither are we.
Oh, I'm glad.
Kimasabi.
Yes?
Many horses come this way.
It could be the waddies from the ranch after me.
It could be the men we're after. Here, Billy, ride close.
What for?
You're going to ride Silver with me.
But my pony...
He'll find his way home. I'm going to keep my promise and take you to see your father.
Boy, be safe at mission.
Yes, Tonto. Means we have a lot of traveling to do tonight, though. All right, up you go, Billy.
Golly, this is a wonderful horse.
Men see us now, Kimasabi.
Hey, they're shooting.
Stop!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now to continue our story. Half an hour's hard riding brought the Lone Ranger, Billy and Tonto, to Padre John's mission's house, where Jeff Brewster was recovering from his wound. The boy was taken in to see his father, and then the masked man and the Indian prepared to leave them alone and carry on with the business of the night.
Take it easy, Jeff. Adios, Billy.
So long, mister, and thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
So you wanted to be with me no matter what, huh, Billy?
That's right, Pa.
Well, I'm glad you're loyal. But I'm sorry you thought I could turn crook.
I didn't care.
My fault, though, I guess. From the way I used to talk, you must have figured there was something highfalutin and fancy about being a crook.
You never did nothing wrong, Pa.
I talked and you listened. I'm the gun-totinest desperado north of the Rio Grande, and I'll sure pass you a dose of lead poison if you don't pass the bread. Oh, it sounds mighty foolish after listening to the masked man, doesn't it?
Is just him and the engine going to tangle with that whole gang?
You heard him say it. He's not the kind who opens his mouth just to make a breeze. Meeting up with him should change your ideas a lot, son.
They have, Pa. But who is he?
Folks call him the Lone Ranger.
Honest?
If there's anybody who can find Ellen and bring her home safe, it's him.
Come on, Silver!
Bring up to a walk, Tonto. Oh, Silver. Easy.
The mist still swirled through the valley as the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined up near the canyon bridge.
Oh, easy, big fellow. Stop now.
It was impossible to see the bridge itself, but the sound of a horse being walked across the planking reached them clearly, and then the muffled voices of two men.
Sounds as if we've found the right place, Tonto.
Then put guard on bridge. You tell Sheriff?
No, not yet.
Crooks hide out in old town up in hills.
We'll make sure.
Guard shoot you right across bridge.
The canyon narrows down again beyond here. Silver and Scout can jump it easily.
Me know the place.
Once on the other side, we'll keep to the trees until we get up to the town.
That good.
Better walk Scout until we get past the bridge.
Do it.
All right, come on, Silver, easy.
Come, Scout, come, follow. Take it easy. Come, follow.
When the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached the narrow stretch of the canyon, they walked their horses to the edge of the precipice and let them gauge the jump. Then they rode back and waited for the fitful breeze to clear the mist. Momentarily, it rolled away. The masked man spoke to Silver.
Oh, boy! Let go!
The great white stallion sailed over the yawning fissure and landed safely on the other side. Scout followed him a few seconds later.
All right, Tonto. Come on, Silver! Up, Scout!
At that moment, Hank Martin, the foreman of the Brewster Ranch, was talking with Big Red as they climbed the stairs to the second floor of a ghost town cafe, the outlaw's hideout.
The boys don't like waiting around this way, Hank.
Yeah, they'll wait till tomorrow night.
What's the sheriff doing?
I was out with a posse all day. We didn't come to this side of the town at all.
Like you figured.
Yeah. Tomorrow we start into the Badlands, but the sheriff and everybody else thinks the boys are clean out of the county. He's sending out wanted notices tonight.
Describing us?
Describing most particular Jeff Brewster.
That's good.
Just tell that bunch downstairs they gotta lay low for a little. Then you'll pay them off and they can start for the border.
What about us?
We're staying here.
That's a new idea.
From now on, I'm running the Brewster outfit. There's more money there than in 50 holdups.
It's all right for you.
I'll take you on as a hand. We'll make sure the old lady loses money for about 6 months, and then we'll buy her out. We'll be partners in the sweetest spread around here. Who's that?
It's the Brewster girl with the coffee. Come on in.
Here's your coffee.
Just set it down.
Can I go to sleep now?
Sure.
I don't mean downstairs. There's a room next to this one with a cot in it. I'll sleep there.
You wouldn't try to get away again, would you?
What would be the use?
Go ahead. I guess she's not on speaking terms with you, Hank. But if looks could kill...
I'm taking her with me when I start back for the ranch.
You what?
She's the only one that can mess up my plans from now on.
And you're taking her home?
Not likely. No, Red. I'm taking her just as far as the canyon.
Mm-hmm. Ranger and Tonto looked down on the outlaw's hideout from the wooded slope in back of it.
20 horses.
Yeah. And crooks all there.
And the girl, too, if she's still alive.
Maybe so.
That building's a natural fort. They'd be able to hold out against a posse for a long time.
That's right.
Let's ride a little closer, Kemosabe. Maybe some way to get in. All right, boy. There's a window that isn't boarded up.
Let me see it.
I stood on Silver's back. Be able to reach the balcony.
Maybe balcony, not hold weight.
I'll test it. Closer.
No fella.
I think it'll hold me, Tonto.
Go inside?
Yes, just for a moment. See where that room leads. I won't be long.
You'll not make noise.
I'll try not to.
The masked man carefully stepped onto the balcony. He tried the window and found it unlocked. Slowly, he raised it. Then he stepped into the room. The door opened on the corridor, and he could hear the voices of the outlaws on the floor below. He was just about to close the door again when another sound reached him. A woman crying. It came from the next room.
Miss Brewster.
Who's there?
A friend.
What?
Please open the door.
You're masked.
I'm your friend. Quickly, come into this other room.
Where are you taking me?
Out of here.
Aren't you one of them? Aren't you?
Don't talk. Now.
I'm on my way.
Who's that out in the hall?
Hank Martin, Moss Borman.
He's the one you recognized on the train.
Yes. He planned the hold up.
Hey, where's that girl going?
Right out the window. Hurry now.
Hey, where'd that girl go?
Over the railing. Miss Brewster, Tonto, help her down. Can you make it all right?
Yes, but they're coming after us.
That's it. You ride Silver with me.
Miss Hubby.
Yes?
Silver not able to jump canyon carrying double?
They'll ride straight down the trail and over the bridge, Tonto. They'll be across it before the guard knows what's happened. All right, come on, Silver.
Get up, Stout.
Hey, look. Look there. They're getting away.
There they go.
Over here, hit the saddle. They don't stop that girl. She'll have the sheriff on her.
Silver and Skulk raced down the twisting mountain trail. The Lone Ranger and Tonto urged them to even greater speed as they neared the canyon bridge. The guard could only spring aside as they thundered across.
Hey, what's going on here?
Too late, he realized the horses did not belong to the outlaw band, and he fired after them. Silver and Skulk raced on till the masked man raised his arm in a signal to halt.
Hold
on,
hold on, Skulk. Steady there.
Why we stop here? Crooks come plenty soon.
We separate here, Tonto. Take the south pass into town. Tell the sheriff to round up as many men as he can and head for the Brewster Ranch.
And what you do?
We let Martin and his men catch sight of us before we ride onto the ranch. Then we'll take the trail along the creek.
And that long way?
Right. It'll give the sheriff time to get organized.
He's happy. Get him up, Scout!
They're at the bridge.
The guard will tell them which way we went.
I can see them.
They can see us. Move further! Oh, easy, steady now. Easy, big fella.
Home at last.
All right, Silver. You've done your work. Round and back, big fella. Go on now.
Ma, it's Ellen. Open up. Ellen. Child.
Inside, please.
What up?
And you'd better put out that lamp, Mrs. Brewster.
There. Come on, Ma.
Who's this man? He's masked.
Yes, and his horse is named Silver. Does that mean anything to
land six?
Now, get that on the floor, Mrs. Brewster. There'll be some shooting before the sheriff gets here. I'll hold them off from this window.
What's going on?
Get down, Ma. Your fine foreman, Hank Martin, and all the crooks who helped him hold up the train are after us.
Hank Martin? It weren't Jeff you saw?
No, Mrs. Brewster. Jeff's wounded, but he's safe. Here they come.
The Lone Ranger's first volley stopped the outlaws, but only for a moment. They circled the house, dismounted, and then started crawling forward. Methodically, the masked man's bullets slowed their progress by kicking dirt in their faces. But the circle continued to close in, nearer and nearer to the house. Suddenly, relief came. The posse with the sheriff and Tonto in the lead swept across the plain. The fight was short. The outlaws, scattered and surprised, could put up no effective resistance, and the whole band was rounded up, and the Lone Ranger joined the sheriff and his men.
Well, sure, I think we get them all.
I think you have, Sheriff. And with Miss Brewster's testimony, you'll be able to send them all to prison.
Only please for them. Ride herd on the cows, boys. We'll drive them to the calaboose. All right.
The next morning, Mrs. Brewster and Ellen drove over the trail to the mission, and there the reunion between mother and son took place.
Jeff, the masked man says we can take you home tomorrow. It'll be good to have a man around the house again.
You sure you want me, Ma?
I sure do, son. And I promise you're going to run the ranch your own way from now on. I won't interfere at all. I'm plumb reformed.
So am I, Grandma.
You, Billy?
Yep. From now on, I'm not going to talk or act like a low-down, ornery, side-winding, cattle-rustling, dry-grouching varmint.
You're not, huh?
Nope.
That's a fine start, that is.
I got a lot better example to follow. All I wish is that my pony's name was Silver. But I guess there can be only one Silver.
That's right, son. Just like there can be only one Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.